Have you ever watched the Olympics and been completely inspired by the athletes you are watching? Or watched a master in their craft and been encouraged by their genius? Sometimes when we see people excelling at something, we are energized and they become role models. However, there are many times when we see others excelling and we foster jealous feelings or harbor negativity toward ourselves. The latter is the negative impact of social comparison. Social comparison is when we reflect or judge our own experience and self based on another person. This can happen in many situations, but some common ones for college students are in the classroom, in social settings, at the gym, and on social media. These comparisons can have drastic side effects, including eating disorders, overexercising, depression and anxiety, and suicidal behavior. Avoiding social comparison can alleviate a lot of stress and promote a healthier environment for you at school. We are conditioned to desire things we don't have, so this can be a very tough habit to break. Here are some tips. 1. When you find yourself putting yourself down, ask yourself what you would do if someone said something similar to your best friend. We often encourage those around us while putting ourselves down. What if we treated ourselves like our most precious friend? 2. Tell yourself no and stop the thought. These negative thoughts have a tendency of sticking around. When you experience them, the best way forward is to try to distract yourself or use another positive coping mechanism like speaking with a friend, exercising, or practicing mindfulness. Oftentimes, these thoughts are situational, so if we stop the thought in its tracks early on, it has less of a chance of impacting us later. 3. Think about how you contribute to this culture of social comparison. Do you tend to post highly edited or filtered photos of yourself or surroundings on social media? Do you project a perfect image of yourself to others? Although it can be challenging to think about, individuals have a lot of power in helping out their peers by promoting realness. Talk openly about issues, be real with your friends, and encourage them to be as well. 4. If this is something you struggle with, I encourage you to reflect on where you feel the negative effects of social comparison the most and put together a strategy to begin avoiding it. If social media gets you down, disconnect for a few days and see how you feel. If you find yourself in a panic when people start comparing grades, leave the classroom and don't stick around for the after-class chatter. Like other shifts in mindset, a more compassionate self-outlook can be cultivated with practice. It takes time to break the habits formed over a lifetime, but it can be done through consistent effort and change in behavior.